Jill?
Hey, Ed.
Hi. I didn't know whether you were going to sign on as a moderator or not, so I did as well. So.
Oh, okay.
I tried to call you, but there was no answer. Are you at home or?
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Because I left you a message on your cell phone.
It has not come in yet.
Okay.
I have a question,
Jim,
while we're waiting.
Yeah.
You haven't sent out those discs yet with the grants on them, right?
No, we had a bit of confusion in that I thought they were going out to everybody, and then I told Jill not to send them because they have budget information on, and some people didn't want salary stuff on there.
Okay. Hi, Fong is here.
Hi, Fong. So I asked Jill to hold off, and I told her yesterday that she could send them out to the science advisory panel because I don't care if you have their salary information or not.
All right.
Jim, on American Airlines, I can get you into that Washington thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any preferences about, you know, when you want to get there? Or
just not real late.
All right.
Getting out's usually the problem on American now.
Yeah, the problem was Continental was like almost, it was $1,000.
Wow.
And American was 300 and some 400.
Yeah.
And do you have a preference for coming in on any airport?
Well, DCA is probably closer, isn't it?
Well, I think they're about the same.
Oh, are they? Oh, it doesn't matter then.
And I was going to try to meet you at the airport.
Oh, that'd be great.
And get dinner with you. I hear it's your birthday.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Hello.
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 This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Dan.
It's Charlie.
Dan.
Okay. So did we hear back from Mike Charnas?
I didn't hear back from him that he was not going to make the call.
Okay. And Tim Cudd?
Tim is not going to make it.
Okay.
He called to make sure I would be there, though.
Okay. And Jennifer? Andy Aronson? Hello?
Ed, how are you?
Hey, Michael, you're there.
There, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. All right, so Andy and Jennifer, I guess, are the only ones we're waiting for.
Okay.
We are.
And, pardon?
We are here.
Hello?
NIAAA is here.
Yeah, the gaggle from NIAAA. Yeah, we're all in one room. All in one room.
Excellent, excellent.
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. We were wondering if you were going to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. All right. All right, well, we can start certainly without the informatics core. And again,
this is Andy. I'm sorry. I just called in.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
All right.
And this is Bill Barnett also.
Oh, hi, Bill.
But I'll be here only temporarily till I get on my plane.
Right. Well, it'll be a relatively short call again, I'm assuming. The updates are... The disc that I said last time were going to be sent out, the Science Advisory Panel were not sent out because there was some confusion about who should get them. So I just had Jill wait, and then I told her yesterday that we'll send them out to the Science Advisory Panel. All of the grants are available online. Jennifer, they've all been put up, right?
All the abstracts?
No, the actual bodies of the grants for the PIs.
Yes, they've been up for some time.
Yeah, they've been up for some time. But they're up there, and some of them are up there without the, or all of them, I think, are up there without any of the budgetary or bio sketches or things like that. But the whole grants will be sent out to the Science Advisory Panel today, I think, sometime this week. So everyone will get those. But there was some concern about sending out salaries to everybody or budget information to everybody. So, but any PI who wants to access the grants, they are available online. The meeting is scheduled for January 10th and 11th. We will finish up by 11 or 3 o'clock on the 11th. It's going to be at the Hilton, and that's the one that's right near NIAAA. And Jill needs to know whether or not you're going to need a room for that meeting and for what night. We'll start at probably 9 in the morning. And so you'll have to do your own travel arrangements and things like that unless you've made unless you've talked to Jill about scheduling your flights and things like that. I would like to congratulate Mike Charnas and Keith Miller, who got a paper recently accepted into PNAS on an alcohol binding site on the neural cell adhesion molecule L1. So that's quite an accomplishment, and good for the CIAFSC. So, are there any? The next item that I have is that I need any items that one wants on the agenda for the meeting in January. And so, if anyone has any ideas for that, that would be appreciated. And I have
Ed, who do we know will be attending at that meeting?
Jill, do you have the latest?
Everyone can make it on the Basic Science Committee.
Okay, and will members of the Scientific Advisory Board be there as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan Savage, Faye Calhoun, and Jim West all responded that they can make it.
Great.
There's a possibility we may just have Faye Calhoun come for one of the meetings, so that may change.
Great.
I think it'd probably better have Faye at the clinical meeting than the other one. And since they're so close together, I know it's tough missing both of them. The other thing I need is the progress reports. And for the individuals who've continuing grants, those should kind of be an update since the last progress report was submitted in January of 2006. For the new people, I realize that it's only been 4 or 5 months, and so it should be focused on what's been accomplished to date and then where you're going. And examples of previous progress reports are available on the website, so you can go through those and see what they're like.
And what date do you need those?
I think we said the 19th of December, but then I have to put them all together and distribute them. Was that right, Jill? Was that the 19th?
No, Christmas Eve, the 24th.
24th, okay. I didn't give myself much time. Okay. All right.
Ed?
Yeah.
On the progress report for the mouse project that Fung is now PI on, we're going to submit that as a continuing progress report.
Right. I think the...
We'll put it as one report or...
Pardon?
Should we just put it as one report?
Yeah, that would be fine, I think.
Okay.
I think what it is is just to bring the science advisory panel up to... stuff on where things are and what's been accomplished, and to give the staff at NIAAA kind of the same overview of where things are. So, I'm not so much worried about whether they're submitted as one or two, but so that they realize what progress has been made and where we're going in the upcoming year.
Ed, do you want something from Keith Miller and me?
I think it would be nice to include it, particularly if we are going to try to do something to keep Keith associated with the CIAFSD, and that is a goal of that we have, whether through some type of administrative supplement or whether or not when you and Keith get ready to submit, you'll perhaps convert the R01 to a UO1.
Right.
So I think it would be a good idea.
Good.
And can't that PNAS paper be included on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That was, you know, work that was supported by the CFAST.
Right.
And I am trying to provide some funding or try to help get some bridge funding to keep that project incorporated into the CFAST. Let's see. Jennifer has put out a Jennifer has put out a an email asking for any publications, updated publications for the website. And so if you could respond to that, that would be appreciated so that we could get everything up to date by the beginning of the new year.
Right, and actually if everyone can take a look at the website and see what papers are listed as submitted and update those as well, that would be great.
And any if there are links to the full article, that would also be great because I think we had some issues about copyright and putting them on our website. So some may be there and some may not. But if there are links to do that, that would be great as well. There, the basic housekeeping issues that I've had to deal that I wanted to deal with today. Are there any issues or things going along okay? Are there any problems that the administrative corps can try to help with or settle, deal with? Are people making progress? Kathy?
Yes, we're making really quite nice progress. So I think we'll have we're going to try to get our first MRI mouse imaging paper submitted sometime in January. And so since part of the time that we've been working on that, we've had CFAS funding. We will include that, and so we'll have a paper out pretty quick.
Great. Fantastic. Jennifer, is all your subcontracts now in place?
They're still working on the Carl Keene one.
Uh-huh.
I just got an email from Jan, so that they've been passing the paperwork back and forth. So I'm not sure what the actual status is at this point.
Okay. Charlie, since you're representing Tim, do you know how they're doing down there?
Basically, the report is they've started the breeding, and that means the treatments start, shortly after the animals are confirmed pregnant. So that's where they are. We're also going to look into the possibility of getting a mapping system to get 3D coordinates for facial morphology. And I can't remember his name, the German that was over here visiting Tatiana, talked with him briefly. And he clued me into a mapping system that will be expensive, but we're going to try to see if we can squeeze the money to get it. That would allow us to give him three-dimensional coordinates, and he could then go in and use the geometric analysis that they're using on the humans and mice, which would be very nice if we could get that to go along with the direct measures of the face.
They've started the breeding, so then dosing will begin sometime then, probably when, January?
Well, the dosing will start actually in December.
Okay.
Because it's a three-trimester model. So, and those will, they're going to try to produce them in a way that can we can manage, but still get, essentially a full cohort in the first year.
And Feng Zhao?
Yes, we have three lines going on. The first is with Kathy that we have a mouse lines that we need to straight it up. There's a Holland mouse and a Jackson mouse that using Jackson by Kathy and Holland by us over here. So we were trying to assess that whether there is difference between the line. Shall we go for what we already have before, or the go for one line together? So far, and we haven't see much difference, but we put in another additional group with two lines to do a comparison, and that has been branded, and will be sent it to Kathy, and we both of us are going to be look at it. So if there's no C57, there's no difference, they'll be okay. But if there's a difference, we will try to use one line. The other two are the micro-CT to assess the bone formation are going on very well. We crunched up a quite large number of images, begin to compare their differences or the with the 1H time points. The other one is the micro-video to very high throughput analysis of the face. We upgraded a rotary machine allow for more smooth rotating, so getting a better images, and that will be upgraded to the 3D after the videotaping. So that is coming along pretty well.
Okay. I don't know how many of you saw it, but there was a paper that came out in the IEEE journal on the facial imaging in humans and the computerized analysis of that. So, you know, I think the facial imaging stuff in the humans is moving along, and it's good to hear now that the animal stuff is coming too. I don't know if people saw that or not, if that's up on the web yet or not, I don't know. Send out a copy to everybody. It was just a short little piece that appeared in the journal.
From one of our groups?
Pardon?
Is that a paper from one of our groups?
It was from Fang. Let's see. And they've submitted another paper to orthodontics and craniofacial research. So they're coming along. There, NIAAA have any issues or things that need to be dealt with? Hello?
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 Are we doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we have the meeting room reserved for the 10th and 11th at the IEEE website. And I just need items for that agenda, so go from there.
Ed, I want to alert you. I'm going to have to leave that meeting at around 2 o'clock that day.
You know, Jim is probably going to leave around then as well. And you know, we're
going to have to, too, Ed, to make a flight. So.
Okay.
Two is probably a good target time, Dan.
All right, so maybe we'll just schedule it to end at 2 then and go from there. And if we want to just have a working lunch, we can even get out sooner.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Any issues from the Science Advisory Board?
No.
And I'm sorry about you haven't received those grants, so you'll receive the grants this they'll go out this week. And the progress report will get you up to date on where things are.
And the
only other, pardon?
And the summary statements from the original reviews?
I think we've received all of those now, Jill.
The disk contains both the summary statements and the grants.
Okay.
This is Jill again. I just wanted to let everyone know we're just kind of waiting to hear back from a couple more people before we sign the contract on the Hilton. They're requiring a 90% guarantee, so I really don't want to sign it until we know exactly who we need rooms for. So once I get that, I'll send out the code and everyone can make their reservations.
So if you name names, they'll probably do it right away.
Actually, we're not waiting for anyone on the group.
Okay.
This group has all responded, but
yeah, we have
for that.
To sign two contracts, one for the clinical one and one for the basic science one. And the hotel once we sign the contract, we're basically allowed to drop one person. And so I don't want to get stuck paying a bill for someone who's not there. So
we get a cheaper rate for both weeks if we stick together and do them at the same time. So I'm just waiting for a few people on the clinical side.
And so hopefully we'll resolve that this week as well and get that done. God, I was going to mention one other thing, but I can't remember what it is right now.
Hi, this is Bill Barnett. I'm sorry, I have to leave the call.
Okay, Bill. Andy, I think, you know, we discussed whether or not you would need to be at the basic science thing. And right now, since you're not doing any work for the basic science group, you know, I don't think it's necessary that you guys attend that meeting.
That's reasonable. I think it would be nice to be there to know what's going on just so we stay in the loop. I was hoping that Craig would give his opinion on that, and I haven't heard back from him, so I don't know whether he wants to talk to you about that or not.
Okay. I mean, I have no problem with you being – I have no problem with you coming. I was just trying to save your money. You know?
Okay. Well, then so. We need to get together, Craig and I and Bill, and figure out what we want to do and let Jill know that.
Okay. All righty. Well, it sounds like everything's going along okay. Oh, the other issue I wanted to mention was that if you know of anyone who would be interested in submitting a developmental project, you know, they should probably start thinking about those. We're going to be soliciting applications sometime in the spring. And so if there are people that you would like to get involved in the project, let them know that announcements will be going out through RSA and ISPRA about the availability of the developmental projects.
Will those start in year two or year three?
Year two. There should be some funds available for that.
Can those include human projects?
Yes, there will be both, you know, either basic science or human. There's no quota or... You know, and hopefully we'll be able to fund too.
Any possibility the project interact basic science and the humans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that would be great. I mean, you mean for a developmental project?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I'm hoping that at the June meeting, when we're all meeting together, that there's going to be a lot of interaction in terms of face, brain, and behavior, or at least face, brain. Because hopefully we'll have some comparable data between the basic science and the clinical group. Well, are there any other issues that need to be brought up or not? Well, I hope. Yeah?
For the June meeting, since
yes.
RSA is going to be in D.C., are you planning to have the meeting of the CFAS of everyone here at NAAA, or do you think you're going to try and book the hotel downtown?
I'm going to try to talk to Debbie, and in the past they've been reasonable in getting rooms downtown. So, but if we need to, if you think it would be easier for the NAAA people, then you know we could move down there for like, Thursday and Friday, and then move down to the convention hotel.
I was just thinking cost-effective, that's all, for everyone.
Yeah.
For the meeting room especially.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it where we don't have to pay for the meeting room, where someone else will help pick up that charge, hopefully.
Yeah, it's probably better than to everybody to stay downtown then.
All right. But I'll start looking into that with Debbie. But in the past, what they've done is when they contract, you know, they've arranged for some of those extra rooms. So I don't know if the Taylors are doing this year's meeting or not, but
they are still involved in this year's meeting.
Okay, so I will.
But I think that I would approach Debbie on it. She would be the best first contact.
Okay. Any other issues? Well then, everyone have a happy holiday, and I'll see you early in January if. anyone has difficulty with travel or anything like that, let me know or let Jill know, and we'll
see if
we can help you out. Yeah.
The next conference call is scheduled for the Tuesday before the meeting. Did you want to keep that call?
I don't think we'll need that call. I think we'll just keep it on your calendar, and we'll see what comes up. But, you know, we're going to be meeting on Thursday and Friday. The call probably we don't need to do. All righty. Well, then, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Ed.
All right.
Take
hope
care.
Everyone's doing
good holiday. Holly, okay. I can call you up in the office.
Bye-bye.
Pardon?
Yeah. Sorry, Tong.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll call you.
Hello?
I'm on myself.